You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you by DHL Express. Your shipments handled with excellence and simplicity. I bet you were going, what's happened to him? Where's he gone? It's really quite simple, really. I'm so excited, it's Friday. Forgot to turn the microphones on. It's going to be a great day. Welcome to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Yep, The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Time right now, just about a minute after the hour of 7. I'm going to be sitting here keeping you entertained along with my friends until 10 o'clock this morning. And now you can hear me, which is all rather nice, really. Well, for me. Let's take a look. Somebody's got a birthday today. It is, by the way, of course, it is Friday. It is the 16th of June. We've got Mary Catherine Goddard. Now, she was born on this day. We're going to go back to the year 1738. She was an early American publisher and the first American postmaster. She was the first to print the Declaration of Independence. And what did she put on it? Well, she put the names of the signatories as well, apparently. It was the first one. Right, let's go, shall we?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
hit. The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
The girl upon her feet.
call themselves the Mint Juleps. I can't really find much information on them last night when I was looking through the music, but I do like it. Every Kind of People is what it's called. Which is really quite apt, really, isn't it? Because that's what we have on The Breakfast Show. Every Kind of People listen to us. Time on The Breakfast Show, exactly 7 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock, of course. Go. That's the band Cameo. It's called, the song is called Word Up. It was Cameo, American funk band. They were formed back, 1974? Initially a 14-member group known as the New York City Players. Later they changed the name to Cameo. Perhaps because they did short appearances. You know the expression? Cameo appearances? No, never mind. This is UB40, of course.
Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep on clues on high ground. The moon and stars, it will fly. Earth and trees, we can fly. The wind blows big and dark. Flower waits for honey.
Perfect timing. Higher Ground from UB40. That's brought us exactly to 50 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock on this Friday morning's breakfast show. I forgot to say that, didn't I, when we opened up this morning? I was too... couldn't work out why I couldn't hear myself. Terrible when you can't do that. TGIF, boys and girls. Thank God it's Friday. Yes, indeed. Thank you, yes. She's brought me my coffee. Nice. She can come again. Right, so what do we do at this time in the morning? We do this. Get you in the shower. And have I got a long one for you this morning? No, not overly long. But all I want you to do in the shower this morning, I guess, is, well, relax. Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Make it, you're in town tonight.
there we go. Yes, relaxing in the shower this morning with the thank you goes to Hollywood. Clean? Okay. Get out. There we go. And off to wherever it is you're going this morning. Right, thank you goes to Hollywood. Well, the English pop band formed back in Liverpool back in 1980, comprising of Holly Johnson, lead vocals on there, and Paul Rutherford, backing vocals, Mark O'Toole on bass, Brian Nash on guitar, and Peter Gill on drums. And they signed to, here's the time, ZTT Records. That was in 1983. Their debut album, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, produced by Trevor Horn, achieved advanced sales of more than a million. And their first three singles, Relax, Two Tribes, and The Power of Love, reached number one on the UK singles chart. Their provocative sexual themes led them to be briefly, yes, banned on the BBC. That's when you know you become successful. let's say a couple of good mornings. Good morning to Mary Lou. Good morning, Mary Lou. She was with us bright and early this morning, as she does. And let's say good morning to Renee and Rick. Renee says, good morning and happy Friday. Travel day for us. Oh, they're packing up again already. Packing up our bags and heading to the airport back to paradise. Oh, coming back to Panama. Oh, no, it's got the Greek flag. Never mind. Last night we had music playing outside our hotel all night long. It wasn't abrasive music, but still, music all night. Could you play, please play, all night long? From Lionel Richie. And she also wishes everybody a very happy Friday's Day over the weekend.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along.
Yeah.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
One of those tracks. Played it then, playing it again. Yes, I remember playing that when it first came out. The single came out in 1966, in actual fact. Reach Out, I'll Be There, from the Four Tops. But yeah, I gave that a lot of airplay back in 1968-69. Yes, that tells the story, doesn't it? But not that version, because I love it when they do this. This is it's an album, all the Motown songs with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. Absolutely brilliant. So there we go. Came off as, it was also on their album, by the way, which is called Reach Out, which was released in 1967. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Premiado, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the...
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
It's morning radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And if you are keeping eye on the time, 27 and a half minutes after the hour of, before the hour of 8 o'clock. Must get a new clock. It is indeed 27 and a half minutes before 8. Let's take a look, shall we, some of the international news stories for this Friday morning. 16th of June, if you just joined us, a very good morning to you. Roofs were blown off houses and trees and electric poles were uprooted, leaving thousands without power as a severe cyclone made landfall and rain lashed both the Indian and Pakistani coast. This was early on Friday. At least two people died in India's western state of Gujarat after being swept away by floodwaters just before the cyclone hit. More than 180,000 people were evacuated in India and Pakistan in the last few days as authorities braced for the cyclone named Biparjoy, which means disaster or calamity in the Bengali language. At least two explosions rocked Kiev on Friday, and air raid sirens blared as African leaders began a peace mission hoping to mediate between Ukraine and Russia. The peace delegation, including leaders from South Africa, Senegal, Zambia and the Comoros and Egypt, said it was pressing on with plans to meet Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky later on Friday before talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in St. Petersburg on Saturday. In 2018, Paul Wang left his home in Beijing. This was to start a new life in Australia, investing Australian dollars $1 million, that's around about $680,000 US, in a food processing business in the hopes of qualifying for permanent residency under the country's investment visa scheme. Well, 5 years on, his hopes for his family of three, now they remain on hold as the government has put the controversial golden visa program on the back burner, causing processing times to blow out, leaving wealthy migrants like Wang in limbo. "We are not expecting it would take this long," said Wang, at 44 years of age, "and our life is a mess because of that. We simply cannot plan ahead with all of the uncertainty." Xi Jinping, he called Bill Gates an old friend and said that he hoped that they could carry out activities together beneficial to both China and the United States. This was the Chinese president's first meeting with a foreign entrepreneur in years. In a meeting at Beijing's Diaoyutai State Guest House, where China's leaders have historically received senior foreign guests, Xi told the Microsoft co-founder and philanthropist that he was very happy to see him after 3 years and described Gates as the first American friend he had met this year. And the United States, the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, goes to Beijing this weekend with expectations low that he will make headway on the long list of disputes between the United States and China. But he and his Chinese counterparts can achieve at least one thing, say analysts, show that the world's most important bilateral relationship is not about to fall off the rails. Blinken will hold meetings in China on the 18th and 19th of June and may meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping, sources have said. He will be the highest-ranking U.S. government official to visit China since Biden took office in January of 2021. One of two female tourists were attacked by an American man. This is near the world's famous New Schwarzweinstein Castle in southern Germany, has died, German police said on Thursday. A 21-year-old woman who had to be taken to hospital by helicopter died overnight from serious injuries that she sustained, while her 22-year-old companion was still in hospital, local police said in a statement. Now, according to the police, the woman encountered a 30-year-old American tourist on a trail near the Marienbrück Bridge, which is popular for its view of the castle, who brought them to a hidden trail leading to a viewpoint. At least 15 people were killed in the Canadian Prairie province of Manitoba on Thursday. This was after a semi-trailer truck hit a small bus that was carrying a group of mainly elderly people, said the police. The crash is one of the most lethal road accidents in recent Canadian history. Intel is to invest up to $4.6 billion in a new semiconductor assembly and test facility near Wrocław in Poland as part of a multi-billion dollar investment drive across Europe. This is to build up chip capacity, it said on Friday. The Bank of England looks set to raise interest rates by a quarter point to a 15-year high of 4.75% on the 22nd of June, its 13th straight rate rise as it fights unexpectedly sticky inflation that risks making it a global outliner. The investors this week bet that the Bank of England might hike rates as high as 6% this year, well above where the US Federal Reserve or the European Central Bank are expected to go. European shares, they climbed on Friday, underpinned by defensive healthcare and utility stocks at the end of a week that was dominated by major central bank policy decisions. The continent-wide European stocks 600 index that rose 0.4%. The index was on track for weekly gains of 1.4%, its best performance in 2 months. Oil slipped on Friday as a weaker economic outlook and the prospect of further interest rate hikes dogged sentiment, outweighing a tighter market in the second half of the year. This was owing to higher Chinese demand and OPEC plus supply cuts. It seems that the market needs more hard facts to confirm any tight supply on the market. Brent crude, that fell 49 cents. Or 0.7% to $75.18 a barrel. That was by 10.05 GMT, or U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude slipped 63 cents or 0.9% to $69.99. And lastly this morning, Britain's competition regulator on Friday cleared Amazon.com Inc.'s planned $1.7 billion acquisition of iRobot Corp, maker of the Roomba vacuum cleaner. The Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, said it had concluded that the deal would not lead to competition concerns in the United Kingdom. So they are. Amazon is buying iRobot, the makers of the Roomba vacuum cleaner. So basically we can say, I guess, well, they made a clean sweep. This is Stevie Nicks on The Breakfast Show. Talk to me. I tell you, we've got a nice surprise for you for the weekend. We have got 2 24 packs of Amstel Ultralight beer to give away.
I can see you're thinking about the same thing. Yes, I see your expression when the phone rings. We both know there's something happening here. Maybe there's no sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now, there's nothing here to fear.
I'm begging, please don't play. No more. you on my mind. Starting to realize, no matter what I do, I will only harm myself trying to hurt you. And if I turn the music loud just to drown you out,
I beg you, please don't play.
No.
Oh, there we go. No more sad songs from Little Mix. Following on there by a mention from Stevie Nicks and Talk to Me. Well, I'm going to talk to you. Okay, we have a little project. Between now and the top of the hour, I'm going to do two things. they both need you to make a note of WhatsApp number 677-18822. All right? 677-18822. Say 6 7 7 1 8 8 2 2. Yes, there we go. Didn't know I could do that, did you? Make a note of that number, 677 1 8 8 2 2. Because the first thing, pay attention. Right, what we're looking for is somebody who can play the bagpipes. We've got one of our listeners. They've got an event coming up on the 1st of July, if I remember correctly. And looking for somebody to play the bagpipes. Now, I've been chasing around over the last about 4 or 5 days, seeing if we could find somebody, and haven't come up with anybody yet. If you're a bagpiper and you'd like to help us out with that, do let us know, all right? 677-18822. The WhatsApp number. Now, what I'm going to do is, in a few minutes' time, I'm going to be giving away those two cases of 24 Amstel Ultralight beers. Oh, doesn't get much better than that on a Friday, does it? But I'll tell you what, we'll take one more piece of music. We'll do that when I come back. It's not going to be entirely free. You're going to have to answer an intro question, all right? But as for now, this is Saint Motel. Stay tuned for those beers after this one.
Freckles form a line around your face, and I get lost when I try to find my way, and I start to tumble down. Pick me back up off the ground. Teardrops boiling in a pot of gold, and we drink up till we're wrinkled and we're old. Always fly away. I mean every word I say. Ever think what if we never met? You love me, but you don't know it yet. Everything is just an accident, a happy accident. Something's gonna
thing is just an accident, a happy accident, a happy accident, a happy accident.
That's what it's called. It's called Happy Accident. And I say the man is the same motel. Happy Accident. It's strange, isn't it? Sounds like the name that the Chinese would give to an insurance company, isn't it? Happy Accident. Right, I'll tell you what we're going to do. Pay attention. We are going to give away, to be just double check, I got all 100% correct. Now make note of that number again, all right? 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Okay? We have two boxes of 24 beers. Not a six-pack. A 24-pack. Two boxes of 24 beers to give away. All right? Now, we're going to play a little bit of a game. It's Amstel Ultra is the beer. 24 in a pack. We've got two packs to give away. So the first two people that WhatsApp me on 677-188-22 will be able to pick up one of those, one each. All right, so we're going to have our first two people. I said we would play a little bit of a game. We're going to play an intro game. Okay, I want to know what the song is that this is the intro for. All right, just going to do it once, not going to make it too easy. And we'll keep doing it until somebody gets it. Are you ready? Ears back. Remember, 677-188-22. What is this the intro to? What song? Let me know, okay? And you could have that beer.
Tell you.
There we go. Yes, that's Madonna. True Love. True Blue. True Love. True Blue. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. A couple of minutes away from the top of the hour. I tell you what, we got two winners. Well, we got one winner because the other winner is Renee, who's just about to make her way back to Greece. Not stopping off in Panama, unfortunately, otherwise she could have picked them up. And the other one that got it correct was Keitha. Keitha Kushner. Good morning to you, Keitha. You have won one pack of 24 Amstel Ultra beers, all right? Come back with more information on that in a little while. And because we still have one more pack available, all right? Remember that WhatsApp number, 677-18822. 677-18822. Congratulations to Renee and to Keitha, but unfortunately Renee's not stopping off to pick up her beer. How silly. You might want to divert your flight for that, you know. So anyway, just quickly before we go to the news, the question was, what is this? The opening. Which song is this the opening for? All right, I'll give it to you one more. That's it. 677-18822. Got one more pack left to give away. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio. Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination. And we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Have you ever taken your car for maintenance and been told to come back within less than 5,000 kilometers or 3 months? The secret is in using good quality oil and an original filter. At Burley Motors, we guarantee high quality oil and a thorough inspection during every maintenance check, better than you would get at the dealership. This means a longer lifespan for your car, and you won't have to spend money every 3 months. You can go up to 6,000 kilometers with semi-synthetic oil and up to 10,000 kilometers with full synthetic oil. Give us a call or WhatsApp us on 64310419. Got that? 64310419. Valley Motors. We'll keep you running.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow, and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñal, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely, and I tell you what, don't miss that opportunity to enjoy live music, surprises, and a wide variety of American dishes as well. That's at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Now, also, the event is pet-friendly, so you can take your pet along with you. Hope Lala's listening. We will be waiting for you from 3 p.m. This is at Canal House in Amador. Okay? Oh, we're united by flavors. Right, congratulations. Mary Lou was our second one in with the right answer this morning. And this was the intro. That was it. So congratulations to Keitha and to Mary Lou. So all the details will be coming to you to pick that up. It's going to be picked up from Rupa Grada before the 23rd, so you've got a week, which is great. So if you can't make it for this weekend, you can go and pick it up in a week. Now, what was the song?
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog.
There you go. That was it. The Beatles and A Hard Day's Night. And a big, big thank you this morning to our friends there at Amstel Beer. Let's give them a big round of applause. There we go. Amstel Beer. So congratulations once again, Keitha and Mary Lou. Mary Lou also said good day to everybody. Great start of the weekend, everybody. Could you please play Jose Cuervo from Shelley West?
Well, it's Sunday morning and the sun is shining in my eye that is opened and my head is spinning. Was the life of the party. I can't stop grinning. I had too much tequila last night.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little something lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start any fights?
Look too familiar.
about that get his shirt on. I had too much tequila last night.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I'd like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Did I kiss all the cowboys? Did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight?
All those little shooters, I'd love to drink them down. Come on, bartender, let's have another round. Well, the music is playing and my spirits are high. Tomorrow might be painful, but tonight we're gonna fly.
Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine. I like to drink you with a little salt and lime. Every time we get together, I sure have a good time. You're my friend, you're the best, me and me. All the cowboys, did I shoot out the lights? Did I dance on the bar? Did I start a fight? Jose Cuervo, you are a friend of mine.
I love that, Jose Cuervo, and that's for Mary Lou this morning. It's funny how we've all got friends, isn't it? My friend's coming in around about an hour's time. Pedro Mandinga. We're going from beer to rum. Trust me, the rum goes out of the studio. Right, I tell you what, we're going to take one more piece of music. Not that one. We've already done that one. I'm not having any more tequila on this morning's show. Now, this comes from Elton John together with Panal. After this, it's Freaky Fun Facts Friday.
Something's looking back.
Oh, no, yes. That was John and Cold Heart there, the Panao remix. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are exactly 24 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's your Freaky Friday Fun Facts. The other day when Alex was there yesterday, I heard him talking about he would use this idiom, that being said. That being said, and I was like, wow, where does that come from? What is that idiom, that being said? So he spurred me on to this moment of, we are talking about idioms. Let's get started. Number one, barking up the wrong tree. People use this expression to refer to someone who is misguided in thought or action regarding to an event or situation. Its origin is from hunting and has been used as early as the 19th century. A hunting dog sometimes barks at the base of a tree, even though the prey is not there. Did you know, biting off more than you can chew? This means you have taken on more than you can handle. Back in the 1800s, plug chewing tobacco was popular. Yeah, tell that to the baseball players. Yeah, it was tobacco that leaves pressed into a cube or a brick shape. Bites taken from the plug that was too large couldn't be easily chewed. So that's biting off more than you could chew. What about bite the bullet? This expression comes from acceptance of something unpleasant, challenging, or unsavory. Back before anesthesia, which they give you when you'd have a tooth pulled, was also in welfare and medical supplies were thin, and doctors would have patients bite down on a bullet or other hard objects. This was to divert the patient's attention and distract them from pain. What about blow your own horn? To blow your own horn means to boast or be a braggart. This expression dates back to the 1870s and refers to the loud, attention-seeking trumpeter. How about break the ice? When you break the ice, you become friendly or avert conflict with someone. This historical meaning comes from the shipping trade. During cold weather, ships could get stuck in the ice than when they were coming into the port. Often the receiving party of the supplies that were coming in would send out an icebreaker boat to clear the way, allowing the cargo to be safely brought into the port. How about burn the midnight oil? Yeah, this expression for working late into the night before electricity. You remember that time there, right? Yeah, okay. People burned oil lamps and candles to see at night. The expression dates back to the 17th century. Wow, Jerry, you were around a while. Okay, did you know about bury the hatchet, which is what Jerry's going to do in my back? Now, this early American expression means to end a conflict or make peace. Dating back to colonial times, treaty negotiations with Native Americans sometimes included agreement to bury the weapons so they could not be used. How about butter someone up? Hey, I'll do that, Jerry. I'll butter you up. When you butter someone up, you flatter and compliment them, usually to gain favor. The roots of this expression are from ancient India. The spirituality devout would toss lumps of butter at a religious statue, seeking favor and forgiveness. How about call it a day? It's quitting time. The day work is done. The expression came for those working into the early hours and then would quit. The work day was officially over. How about cat got your tongue? This is saying describes a person for a loss of words. The origin is disputed, but some people think it sources from ancient Egypt. When the crime of speaking out, of lying or blasphemy against the ruling party occurred, the guilty party's tongue was cut out and fed to cats. That's pretty disgusting. How about, heck, caught you red-handed? This means to be caught in the act of a crime or with clear evidence of guilt. The phrase originally referred to the subject's blood on the hands of the murderer or the animal poacher, where they were caught with blood on their hands. How about a left-handed compliment? This is just one example of how society labels left-handers with derogatory connotations. It means a compliment that contains a hidden criticism. Yeah. How about drive me up a wall? This is said when someone is very irritated and annoyed. Yeah, oh, they got that. I know what that feels like. The saying may be related to climbing up a wall to get away from something. The true origin is unknown. Oh, that's drive me up the wall. How about drive me nuts? Like driving me up the wall, this saying also refers to being annoyed and frustrated. Back in the 1800s, the word nut was commonly used as a reference to a person's head. The term evolved to mean someone who wasn't thinking or acting according to the norms of the day. They were called nuts or even off their nut. Extending the olive branch. This means to propose or make an offering of peace. The biblical origin of this phrase comes from the olive branch as a symbol of peace in the book of Genesis. Noah receives an olive branch from a dove as a message from God, indicating the floods have abated. Give the cold shoulder. A cold shoulder is when someone is socially dismissed, shunned, or ignored. Several competing origin stories exist, but most likely it's from a literal act of turning away from someone without acknowledging their presence. Go the whole nine yards. Now, this one got me. I'm very surprised where this came from. This expression is about giving full effort to completion. The origin is uncertain, but most likely relates back to the 18th century. Back then, the standard unit of measurement for textiles was 9 yards. Purchasers of a full sheet would ask for the full 9 yards. Don't short me or you'll drive me nuts. Up the wall. Left-handed compliment. All right. How about head in the clouds? This is a term used to describe someone who's not paying attention, a dreamer, or one who is underground in thought. The expression's origins aren't very clear, so most likely has gained popularity as an opposite sentiment to down to earth, head in the clouds. Yeah, there you go. In stitches. You are in stitches when you laugh fully and uncontrollably. Now, we have Shakespeare to thank for that expression. He strangely linked uncontrolled laughter to the physical pain like that of a needle prick. Mm-hmm. Knights in shining armor. This means someone acting heroically or chivalrously. This figure of speech derives from Victorian ideals of medieval times. Literary works featured gallant knights saving maidens in distress. Help me, Jerry. Help me. Help me. Know the ropes. You know what that means? The meaning behind this idiom is of experience and thought knowledge of a subject. Okay? It comes from the world of sailing, where the controls of the sail's ropes is essential to the operation of the sailboat. We didn't know. Larger than life. That phrase refers to a colorful or flamboyant personality. It was first used in the New Yorker during World War II to describe Winston Churchill in life. Let your hair down. That saying means relax and drop away any pretensions. In medieval times, women wore their hair up in fancy arrangements. Behind closed doors and out of the public eye, they could let their hair down. Mad as a hatter. Oh, we know what that is. Simply means to be mentally unhinged or unsound. In the 18th century, hat makers often used mercury in producing felt for their hats. So this long-term contact led to mercury poisoning, or Korsakoff's syndrome. This syndrome includes slurred speech, tremors, and sometimes hallucinations. Mad as a hatter. Yep. How about play it by ear? People say that when they decide to make a last-minute decision rather than sticking to a prescribed plan, the origin of this phase is musical. As in, a musician performing without notation is said to be playing by ear. How about rub the wrong way? It means to irritate, bother, or annoy. Several origin stories exist, but most likely this expression comes from the pet fur. Petting a cat or a dog the wrong way, back to front, can sometimes irritate or upset. How about throw the baby out with the bathwater? This expression refers to the act of getting rid of everything, but at the same time, something valuable. Hundreds of years ago, folks bathed very infrequently, sometimes once a year. Often they used the same water over and over. Adult males went first, followed by the females, then the children, then the infants would be last. Supposedly the water was so dirty. How dirty was it? It was so dirty and darkened by this time, the baby could not the water. Well, these are your Freaky Friday fun facts of idioms. If you know any idioms, try using them. Try to find out where they're from. Like the one I heard Alex said. That being said, I want to know where that came from, so I'm going to be looking that up. That being said, I'm done with my Freaky Friday fun facts. And you guys have a wonderful weekend. Back to you in the studio.
I take tea, my dear. I like my toast done on one side. You can hear it in my accent when I talk. I'm an Englishman in New York.
come back here to live in man. Takes more than a license for a gun. Confront your enemies, avoid them when you can. A gentleman will walk but never run. Your manners make us man, as someone said. He's our hero of the day. Takes a man to suffer ignorance and smile. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say. Be yourself, no matter what they say.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Row on the Breakfast Show.
Junior. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep.
Favorite song from the 1990s, that one. That is, of course, Radiohead and Creep. Before that one, we did three in a row. Stone Temple Pilots, and that was called Perdida. By the way, they also made a song called Creep as well. Now, let me see. What else? Oh, before that one, Englishman in New York from Sting. Big thanks to Ingrid. That was really interesting this morning. I enjoyed that. Think of some idioms. Do you know any idioms? Yes. I'm sure I can't think of them. Excellent. I really enjoyed that. I'm sure we all learned something from that, really, didn't we? It's funny how all these things come to pass. Now, when I was sort of taking a little rummage around the market yesterday and looking to see what albums are around that I hadn't sort of got hold of, I came across one from, it comes from Matchbox 20. And played some of the tracks off that, and I thought, yes, I do like that. And the name of the album is Where the Light Goes, and this particular track that I'm going to play is called Friends.
Rushing to the website.
There we go. Yes, all my friends are out there. Good morning to you. Matchbox 20. It's called Friends. Off of new album, Where the Light Goes. I haven't listened to all the tracks. I need to really listen to an album a couple of times, at least to let it sort of settle down and settle into my brain. Takes a while, you know. But what I heard of it just quickly last night, I was sort of, I really like it. And it's the first album I think they've released since about 2012. I think it's been worth waiting for. Matchbox 20, the album again, Where the Light Goes, and the track was Friends. Now, just to remind you, don't forget to join in the celebration of the United States Independence at the Sabor USA Independence Day Festival, all right? Admission is free, and you can enjoy an afternoon full of flavor and fun for the whole family. Now, find out all the details on Instagram account at Sabor USA, PA, Sabor USA, PA, all one word, or visit the website, saborusa.com.pa, united in flavors. And the festival, don't forget, the Canal House in Amador as well, so don't miss that. Alright, let me see what else. Oh, I tell you what we've still got to come. If you missed the news at 8, we do have it for you in around about 8 minutes time at 9 o'clock. We're going to be doing starting off our weekend with a little bit of salsa with our friends from Pedro Mandinga. That's going to be around about 20 past 9. And also it is Friday, so we'll be checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And also, you never know your luck. See if we can find out if there are any people born on this day in the world of entertainment.
Take it easy on the PDA. I don't miss you, least not that way, but 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Te invitamos a celebrar la deliciosa gastronomía americana en el sabor USA Independence Day Festival. Este sábado 1 de julio en Canal House de Amador. Tendremos entretenimientos para grandes y chicos en un evento pet friendly. Te esperamos desde las 3 de la tarde hasta las 8 de la noche. Entrada gratis. Habrá música en vivo y muchas sorpresas. Encuentra todos los detalles en la cuenta de Instagram @saborusapa o visita www.saborusa.com. Estamos unidos por los sabores.
Hey, why don't you travel light and send your suitcases with DHL? From 20 to 25 kilos for only $150 plus ITBMS. This is from Panama to any destination, and we reach more than 220 countries and territories. Take advantage of rates only in stores. Visit us and quote for your shipments. And for more information, contact your local office. DHL Express. Excellence and simplicity in your shipments. Conditions apply.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow and its variety of dishes prepared with flow directly from their lab and mixing bench. Try Smoking Bros Rockstar Burger, the Aguacate Preñao, and our famous Tomahawk, the Arizona 21. You can also enjoy wings, the Yucatan, and the
Sorry, I'm just eating one while recording.
Smoking Bros Barbecue Taste and Flow. Your mouth will water. Follow us at Smoking Bros Panama. We're located in Tumba Muerto, City Plaza, Dorado.
Thank you. all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Want some whiskey in your water, sugar in your tea? What's all these crazy questions they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun. That's fine.
Open up the window, let some air to this room. I think Mama's choking from the smell of stale perfume. And the cigarette you're smoking about to scare me half to death. Open up the window, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said,
that ain't no way to have fun, son. That ain't no way to have fun, son.
Someone's knocking at the door. I'm looking at my girlfriend. She just passed out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never seen before. Don't know what it is, but I don't want to see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
Mama told me.
She said, that ain't no way to have fun.
There we go, Mr. Tom Jones, together with the Stereophonics there. And Mother told me not to come. 19 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. What do we like? Well, there's one thing we love, isn't it? That's a Friday. We love Fridays. Starting on Monday, we look forward to Friday. We love Friday. It is a Friday. It's the weekend. The weekend starts here, and no better way than a trip to one of the Pedro Mandinga rum bars. A cocktail, and yes, you got it. Throw in a bit of salsa. Here on The Breakfast Show is Pedro Mandinga time. Keeping on the time, 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
go. That is the Bachata remix. Peruco. And Pepas. 22 minutes after the hour 9 o'clock. Now, what we're telling, aren't we, about Pedro Mandinga Rum? Let's answer some of the questions, shall we? For a start, who was Pedro Mandinga? He was a Cimarron leader. And Pedro Mandinga rum is made with raspadora. Where does the raspadora come from for Pedro Mandinga rum? It comes from Panama, of course, in the province of Chiriquí. And let's see, where is the Pedro Mandinga plant? It is not a plant, it's where they make the rum. It's in Panama City in the Batania area, La Loseria. And don't forget, by the way, you can pop into any of those two Pedro Mandinga rum bars any time. All right, now they've got one in Casco, which is just round the corner there in Plaza Herrera. I think it is K-R, if I'm not mistaken, or B. It's either A or B. It's the first rum in history. Mentioned raspadora. It's the first rum in history made from raspadora. And they have a happy hour, by the way, at the Pedro Mandinga bars. They have a happy hour every day from opening until 6 p.m. And as I keep telling you, I keep trying to persuade them to stay open until, or open rather, at 6 in the morning until 6 p.m. So you can have a happy hour from then. The Duda tours of that distillery I was telling you about, that's on Fridays and Saturdays. What we've got to do is go to laranadorada.com/tour if you want to make a booking. And once a month at Pedro Mandinga's Vera Argentina bar, they have live music. All right, so don't miss that. Keep your eye out for their program. Pedro Mandinga rum here on this morning's breakfast show. This isn't salsa, you might say. Don't be too sure.
I need you by me, beside me, to guide me and to hold me, to hold me. 'Cause when I'm bad, I'm so, so bad. So let's dance.
Absolutely brilliant. So there we are. That's got our morning off to a good start. Pedro Mandinga time here on The Breakfast Show. And that was a great salsa version, of course, of a Donna summer song, Last Dance. And don't forget to do pop along. Do check Pedro Mandinga out, all right? You can do that by getting in touch with them. Although you can do it in a number of ways. If you want to get in touch, you can find more information out through the La Rana Dorada .com website, and that you can also that's where you can arrange your trip if you like a trip to the distillery, or you can direct message to Pedro Mandinga's Instagram account at Pedro Mandinga. All right, at Pedro Mandinga. And they'll be back with us again next week. Okay, what a great way to start a Friday. Hop along to one of their bars, be it Argentina or in Casco. Go along and do that, all right? One more real quick piece of music. Let's see if I can... Here's a nice one from Nancy Sinatra. And then we're going to be checking in with Yasmin. What, where, and when. And it's Nancy Sinatra, by the way, with Frank.
I know I stand in line until you think you have the time to spend an evening with me. And if we go someplace to dance, I know that there's a chance you won't be leaving with me. Then afterwards we drop into a quiet little place and have a drink or two. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I can see it in your eyes that you despise the same old lies you heard the night before. And though it's just a line to you, for me it's true and never seemed so right before. Practice every day to find some clever lines to say to make the meaning come true. But then I think I'll wait until the evening gets late and I'm alone with you. The time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. Then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. Time is right, your perfume fills my head, the stars get red and oh, the night's so blue. And then I go and spoil it all by saying something stupid like I love you. I love you. I love you.
Something stupid from Nancy and Frank Sinatra. Right, well, I guess it is that time we go over and we find out what is happening here in the world of entertainment, and if there's anybody... Oh! If anybody born on this day in the world of entertainment, I think you just buzzed in.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy Friday.
It is a happy Friday.
I need to put my headphones on.
Yeah, because you're doing squeaky squeaky when you... Got them on?
No.
What? No. Let me see.
No, I didn't.
Okay. No, because what happens if you hold them up and then next to the mic, it makes that naughty noise in my head. Hey, yes, how was yesterday?
Yesterday was good. Ian was practical, so I went there for a while. It was fun.
Yeah. Oh, good, okay.
Awesome. Just working.
Good, good. And it's just working. It's not just working, it's fun working.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for me it is, anyway. Because I got you.
Oh, thank you.
Have we got much happening in the way of entertainment for this sort of the next few days? Or?
Well, yes. This weekend is going to be crazy because, you know, Father's Day.
Oh, okay.
But there's a lot of in today. Uh-huh. And, of course.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, let's talk about Frank's Place.
Mm-hmm.
Because tonight they're going to have a concert. This is by Andres and Mijail.
Ah, okay.
That's going to be from 8 to 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
at Frank's Place. And, of course, tomorrow is going to be the last concert have.
Oh, really, yeah?
To find their musician or their singer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. also mm-hmm. at Frank's Place.
Mm-hmm.
So you can enjoy tonight and tomorrow night.
Oh, music. Great. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Yes. Also, don't forget, tonight is going to be the concert.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
They were
yes.
here.
Felipe's going to see that, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's with the Festival de Grupos de Cámara, mm-hmm. Ingrid and Ariel. And, of course, they're going to have also another guest
uh-huh.
that we're going to be playing tonight. This is at 7 p.m. at the National Library
mm-hmm.
at Parque Omar. Mm-hmm. And the cost of the ticket is just $10. That's going to be awesome. You know, that's a cozy life, so I think it's going to be very nice just being there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, excellent.
Yes, for today. And, okay, tomorrow, a beach. Fish
mm-hmm.
cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
This is at Costa del Este. This is in front of the building Panama Bay Tower.
Mm-hmm.
At 8 a.m. until 12 by Voluntarios de Panama
mm-hmm.
and Panama Leagues.
Ah, okay.
So they're going to be there cleaning up the beach
mm-hmm.
and information at Voluntarios de Panama.
Mm-hmm.
That's tomorrow morning. And also tomorrow, April 2, the morning,
mm-hmm.
Our friends of Funda Promat,
mm-hmm.
remember
mm-hmm.
this
yeah,
whole
yeah.
week,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
they were having different activities around the country
mm-hmm.
with magic and maths. So tomorrow is going to be the last event. That's going to be at 11 a.m. at Salon Miraflores
mm-hmm.
of Mar. And you can meet Arthur Benjamin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The entrance is totally free. Everybody is invited. And he's going to have his activity about magic and maths.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun too.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Magic and maths.
Yes.
I like it when maths disappears.
No.
That's magic. should we do one of your Who's Born on This Day music?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Let me find them. The first one, it's going to be Pepi Castro.
Oh, okay.
This is a woman, right?
I think
men.
It's probably a bit of both, perhaps a group. I
okay.
don't know. Well, Pepi is probably, yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, he or she
he or
was
she,
born
yes.
in 1949 from American rock group The Blue Magoos,
okay.
who scored the 1967 U.S. number 5 single We Ain't Got Nothing Yet.
Mm-hmm.
They were at the forefront of the psychedelic music trend beginning in 1966.
Oh, okay.
I want to listen to that.
You
want to
listen to it? Oh, we mm-hmm. can do that.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. That's his, yes, the Blue Magoos. And we ain't got nothing yet. Now, I think I can answer your question, Yasmin.
Mm-hmm.
The Blue Magoos was originally formed in 1964 as the Trenchcoats, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
The original members were Emil Pepe Thielheim,
mm-hmm.
a.k.a. Pepe Castro.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is weird, because that sounds a bit German to me.
Uh-huh.
But as Castro sounds a bit Spanish, doesn't
it? Exactly.
It does. Very complicated. Mm. They think we have problems these days.
Yes.
So, oh, I love it. And what else in the world of entertainment for us?
Okay, this week starts exactly today. It starts Fiesta de la Música,
mm-hmm.
at Alianza mm-hmm. Francesa. And we are going to have them next week, talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we are going to have a lot of activities during next week.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow, especially for kids, they're going to have a mm-hmm. workshop
mm-hmm.
at 1 p.m. at Alianza Francesa, where they're going to be creating instruments with recycled materials.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very nice for kids, and of course it's free. But you need to make your reservation. So you should send an email to cultura at mm-hmm. afpanama.org
mm-hmm.
or get more information at Alianza Francesa Instagram account.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be nice for them. And also, there's another workshop tomorrow, but at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the Biomuseo, also for kids. And they're also going to make... you can make your own Biomuseo using recycled material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very hard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this is for kids between 5 and 10 years old.
Oh, that's cool.
Uh-huh. And you can also make your reservation at programas
mm-hmm.
at biomuseo.org mm-hmm. and it's also free.
Okay.
So a lot of activities for the kids tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Yeah. Good for the kiddies.
Exactly.
Is that it?
Let me see. Yes, that was the last one.
Oh, okie dokie. Well, mm-hmm. let's do somebody else born on this day.
Yes, that was James Smith. He was born in 1950.
Mm-hmm.
Singer with the Philadelphia soul group, the Stylistics.
Oh, yes, remember them.
Who had the 1974 US number 2 single, You Make Me Feel Brand New, and the 1975 UK number 1 single, Can't Give You Anything But My Love, and 12 consecutive US R&B top 10 hits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay. I'm going to tell you, which one have we got? We got You Make Me Feel Brand New.
Mm-hmm.
See, it describes you and me, really, doesn't it?
Oh.
I'm being a bit nice today, aren't I?
Yes.
It's better have a lie down.
Gratitude and love. God
Yes, good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You made me feel brand new from the Stylistics. So, tell me, your weekend.
Well, tomorrow I got an invitation to go to a new store in Don Bosco.
Oh, okay. Where's Don Bosco?
So far away.
Okay.
No, it's not that far, but it's far for me and for you.
Okay.
But they're going to open a new store. These are friends of Toda Dollar.
Oh, okay.
They're going to open a Mercadolar, so it seems like a market.
Ah, okay. It sounds cool.
Uh-huh. So tomorrow we know this new place
mm-hmm.
in the morning. And then in the afternoon, there's networking for photographers.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to do that in the afternoon.
Excellent.
It's going to be very busy this weekend.
Excellent. Well, that's good. Because you like your photography, don't you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah. And what about Ian? Volleyball? Saxophone?
No, Ian is going to Santiago with his father.
Oh, that's right. Yes, yes, for Father's Day.
Today, yeah. He's going today, and he's going to be there the whole weekend.
Oh, okay. Wish everybody a happy Father's Day.
Exactly. Happy Father's Day.
Yeah. So, well, that's good. All right. Let me see. Toda Dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So, you're going to... Okay. I don't know whether it's worth asking to advertise, because they're only going to pay a dollar, aren't they?
Oh. I'm going to tell her that tomorrow.
Yeah, to tell her that, yes. They'll have a bit of a laugh. We'll make a special deal for them, $2.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, I have an absolutely wonderful weekend.
Thank you, you too,
right.
And everybody.
And, enjoy that. Be happy to hear how you get on Monday.
Mm-hmm, sure.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
Now, here is the Yachis and Sugar Sugar. How sweet is that?
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh sugar, sugar. Of loving you, I just can't believe it's true. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true. Ah, sugar. Sugar.
your sunshine, pour your sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
There we go, yes, the Archies there, and Sugar, Sugar. Right, well, I've got time to squeeze one more in, because we're coming to the end of this morning's programme. I guess this one will make me a little bit, well, triste, tarde, gris. Concebida Canción, Jose Jose, taking us out of this morning's breakfast show. Great memories of this album when it came out. The album was called Distancia.
La lluvia de esta triste tarde gris golpea en mi ventana. Las ganas de volver a ser feliz me hacen pensar en ti. Momentos que a tu lado yo viví pasan en caravana. Detalles que jamás podré olvidar, que tuve y que perdí. La lluvia de esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte las ganas de tenerte y no poder, me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti. Llueve y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte. Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel. Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez.
Esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte
las ganas de tenerte y no poder, me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti.
Llueve y estoy sin tu amor, sin poder abrazarte.
Llueve y no puedo sentir el calor de tu piel.
Llueve y no puedo evitar el querer recordarte, el pensar en amarte. Si pudiera otra vez.
La lluvia de esta triste tarde gris invita a recordarte
las ganas de tenerte y no poder, me dan pena de mí. La lluvia continúa y yo pensando en ti.
What a lovely way to go out. That is, say, Jose Jose there, and Triste Tardigris. It's off, well, I'm going off to do something else for the rest of the weekend. Meeting some friends for lunch, as I do on a Saturday tomorrow, which is always going to be very nice. Apart from that, just getting a few things done, a few bits and pieces, so, just taking it easy, really. Getting ready for next week. Yes. We'll be back then. Thanks for this morning. Let's start off with Ingrid. Very, very interesting Freaky Fun Facts Friday today. So big thanks to Ingrid for that. Also to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio. Busy day for Yasmin today with what, where and when. And we found a couple of people that were born this day in the world of music. So big thanks to Yasmin, also doing all our production and social media, all those kind of things. Things that I'm totally incompetent at. Should probably be sitting here in a week's time. And also a big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. Big thanks to him. And he gets a lot of our background information for us here on the programme. The boys and girls at Pedro Mandinga, don't forget to pop in tonight. Start your weekend off on the right foot. And, of course, mustn't forget the boys and girls of Group of Grub will turn us on in the morning and be turning us off in just a few seconds' time. Big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Stay tuned. What have we got coming up for you? We have got Two Chat SOSE with Gigi. She'll be with you in a little while, so do stay around. Great programming here on Cool FM. Whatever it is you're going to be doing over the weekend, please do it carefully. Why? Because Monday morning, 7 o'clock, what do I want to be doing? Talking to you. Yes, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show has been brought to you by DHL Express. Travel light, send your suitcases with DHL from Panama to any destination. More information, get in touch with your local DHL office. DHL Express excellence and simplicity in your shipments.